RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Well, we're so privileged today because we're going to discuss the eye of the shooter. No, not that kind. Remember anyone who's witnessed that last-second NCAA tournament victory that knew that a basketball player must be able to see the court as well as the basket at all times? Well, we're so fortunate to have Coach Phil Martelli of the St. Joseph University Hawks to be with us. His remarkable teaching skills, his insight, his wisdom is exemplified by the fact that before the game, when he was interviewed, he said, "I don't know who's going to win. The last shot's going to do it." Well, we're so happy to have you here, Phil, with us, because you've guided St. Joseph University School basketball team to Atlantic 10 Conference Championships, NCAA tournament bursts, and you have been one of my heroes. I listen to you every Thursday on Angelo at 7:15, and I followed your school since Matty Gukas and Cliff Anderson were there. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for your kind words, Doc. I appreciate it.
So we were hoping you would share some of your wit and wisdom with some of these people who are listening, because your observations as a head basketball coach, both as a major university and as an educator of young people, has been so important, especially in the area of Philadelphia, Wilmington, and New Jersey. So tell us some of the tips you've learned over those 21 years.
Wow. Well, I would start with the idea that I'm not a big rules guy. We don't have a lot of team rules. We have one rule, be on time. I think being on time is the ultimate sign of respect. And they have to be on time for school if they're in high school. They have to be on time for class if they're in college. But I always equate it this way, to be on time for practice. Because 15 years from now, you might be starting a business. You want to borrow money from a bank. You want them to be your partner. And if they schedule a meeting for 10 o'clock and you show up at 10:15, you're not getting the money. If you're a salesman in life and somebody said, "Yeah, I'd like to see your product, but I want to see it at 9:30, and you show up at 10:15, you're not getting that sale. So I boil all things down to respect, and respect must be given before it's expected. And it's worked. I'm very comfortable with young people saying to them, "I don't really want to be their friend if they come to St. Joseph's University. I'd like to play the role of a parent, tell them yes when yes is an appropriate answer and no when no is an appropriate answer. And I don't want them to think I don't like them because I said no." And once they graduate, once they walk across that stage and get their degree, then I see them as a friend for life. And I would always be there for them, an ear to listen, a shoulder to hold on to, a pat when there's great things to celebrate. But until that happens, they're 18 to 22 and I'm 61. It's not about friends. It's about parenting and mentoring and guiding as best that I can. In our program, I built this on daily improvement. I think you have to get better every day, whatever your skill is. You have to get better as a person, but you have to get better as a student, better as a player. I built this on communication. We're raising a generation of young people that think because they look at a phone screen that that's communicating. And we have to get them back to looking people in the eye and communicating. And I build it on respect. You have to respect who's come before you and who will come after you. And be a leader when that's appropriate for you in your time at St. Joseph's. Be a follower until you are ready to lead. So I think it works. I think that it works in a business. I think it works in a medical practice. I think it works for the truck driver, and I think it works for the grade school kid. So it's simple, but it's where I am most comfortable.
Well, you're always so humble and ecumenical, and it appears to me that your teams are a mirror of you, that you always put what's best for the players first. And so you develop such competitive, unselfish teams without ever having a McDonald's All-American. And you make them All-Americans. And so isn't that the case, that you put the team first?
Well, here's the way I express it to our players. And Doc, and the one area where you left out is the assistant coaches. They all work with me, and they do not work for me. And I work with them. So if I'm going to ask the players and the assistant coaches to work out at 3:30 on Monday, then they're going to see me at 3:30 on Monday. Nothing other than my family is more important than my team. So I think that I've always said to our players that whatever the groupings are, two freshmen, three sophomores, four juniors, whatever it would be, it's their team. It's my program at St. Joseph's, but it's their team. So whether we eat a pregame meal at 4 hours before or 4.5 hours before, what would they prefer? If they want to travel in a sweatsuit as opposed to a dress pants, and then own that. Then make sure everybody shows up in the same sweatsuit. So I do understand my role. I understand my responsibility. I take it serious. But I do want the players to understand ownership. And when I can deflect any pressures from them, or any negative responsibilities, like after our last game, I said that no one was to look in the mirror and say it was his fault. It was my fault. Mm-mm. There was one person. That was me. I want the wins to always be celebrated by the players, and I want them to learn from our losses and our setbacks.
Well, you probably intuitively know that the brain and eye has two compartments, the conscious, the unconscious, the macular in case of the eye, and the peripheral vision. Do you recommend eye exams or other visual training before the season for your prospective players?
Absolutely, positively. And I'll add to this, Doc. Several years ago, I had LASIK done. I really did it for one reason. I wanted to help the referee. Because sometimes I'm not sure that they've had eye exams before the season started. So I wanted to help them as much as I could during the year.
Well, you know, it's interesting because vision is so important, especially when mm-hmm. you're talking about on the court. And mm-hmm. it's so important in terms of the sense of information. Because 80% of the brain is devoted, or sensory-wise, to the eye. But playing involves all your senses, and you have to involve not only that, you have to involve the personalities of these people. You do a magnificent job, and that's why you're the hero to so many of us in the Philadelphia area.
Well, your words are really, they touch me. I don't want to be a hero to anybody, to be honest with you. I just want everybody to appreciate the man that I am and not the coach. Coaching's what I do. Not who I am, and there are so many people in the Delaware Valley who have been so kind to my family and I, and through programs like yours, I can get the word out. Thank you, and thank you very much for all that people have done for us and the way people think of me.
Well, you get your echo from the woods. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment, or of any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening, thank you for shooting, and stay well.